Well, I told you I was going to have a couple of special guests in the studio this morning, and they're here. I see them through the glass over there. I'd like to welcome Reg Scalan and Scott Gauguin this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We're here today to talk about a huge event that's happening less than 2 weeks away now, October the 18th. It's the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame. And Reg, you're the president of the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame.
I am. I took over from Ivan Hicks my first official one was last year.
Okay.
But we'd been kind of prepping to take over from Ivan, so he'd been doing it for 28 years, so I think it was he was ready to...
Needs a rest.
Yeah, he needed a rest.
All right. Well, that's awesome. You guys do a great job, and I was at the event last year as well, and that's awesome. It's nice that it's coming back to St. John.
It is. It's been a while. It's been like, I'm going to say at least 16 years, maybe a little bit more, but I think at least that much.
Well, let's talk to Scott for a second.
Sure.
Scott, you're here as well. You're one of our local musicians, and you're going to be a big part of this event as well.
I am. I wouldn't say, yeah, I'm volunteering with these guys. I am just watching to see how they work and how this goes and helping out any way that I can.
Well, I've seen you perform a few times yourself, and you're an awesome local musician. You do such a great job.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's because of the upbringing I've had in the musical community with people like Reg and people that took me aside and said, slow down, boy. player like George.
Yeah. Well, Reg, let's talk a little bit. What exactly is the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame? Let's go way back to, when did it start?
1983 is when it came into being. It all came to fruition in 1983. Our founder, Aubrey Hansen, had an idea that he wanted to, in some way to preserve, country music, the legacy of the people around the province that were doing things.
Okay.
And he got together with our good friend, Jerry Taylor, who's passed away now. And the two of them kind of hashed out an idea. And the first one was born in 1983. Certainly wasn't the scope of a gala that we're doing now,
yeah.
But that's where it all began, 1983, I'm pretty sure they didn't have a selection committee at that time. It was just like Aubrey and Jerry and said, well, who should we put in first kind of thing.
Right.
So, and it's grown from there. It's every year it's gotten bigger and better, and we're recognizing people. And it is the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame, so we're trying to feature artists from all over the province. We've got so much talent in this province.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah. Your actual Wall of Fame is in Fredericton.
At the Fredericton Inn.
Yeah, because I was there just a few weeks ago, and the amount of talent on that wall and people that we've lost over the years as well, and they're going to live on forever there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing. So now, the 18th, it's here in St. John, the Samuel de Champlain Community Center. Five new inductees into the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame, and I'm blushing a little bit because it's truly an honor because my name is on that list. I don't know how it got on that list.
I know how it got on that list because you are one of the people that helped promote country music and community work, and that's what this is all about.
It is. Yeah, for sure.
So here, bravo to you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I've been in radio actually quite a few years now. It's going to be 25 years next year. It all started in St. Stephen when we were known as the Tide at that time.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had a right from the get-go in 2001, we started a local show called Hometown Gig, and where we featured local artists primarily around Charlotte County. And then we changed it to Homebrew, where we featured pretty much all local artists within New Brunswick. And then in 2014, when Mr. Bob Henry decided that he was going to resign and basically retire from the Weekend Jamboree, that's when, hey, I said, I want to keep this program going. And I got the go-ahead to take over from Bob Henry at that time, so... I'm still doing the Weekend Jamboree on Country 94 every Sunday night.
And doing a great job. And it's nice because every once in a while someone comes up to me and said, oh, I heard you on the Jamboree. Or, you know, it's really, and I guess you don't realize the following you have like yourself as well on the Jamboree until people do come up and mention these types of things. And I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
No, it's great. You're in good company with Bob Henry on the, he's also a Hall of Famer and, yeah, it's. I was sad to see Bob pass on, but all good things
And I worked with Perry White when he was at the radio station
Perry's in St. Stephen. Exactly.
And he was, boy, he was a dedicated musician.
Oh, he was a buddy of mine, too.
Yeah.
Nice man.
There's another radio guy that we're going to see there on the 18th as well, yeah?
Yeah, Mr. Brent Buchanan.
Yeah, Brent's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame, and he works out of Pure Country in Fredericton, so... Yeah, that's it's going to be a fun night. It's been a lot of work. People don't realize how much work is involved in putting one of these things together. We start in January with the induction selection.
Yeah.
And then once we've got the five inductees and they've all been notified and everything, then the real work begins. And it's a year-long thing. Scott knows we've been to lots of gala committee meetings and crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's to make sure that it's going to be a successful event.
Well, let's talk about some of the other inductees. I don't want to talk about myself. Let's talk about Chris Cummings.
Right.
Let's talk about
sure?
Chris Cummings now. Chris Cummings is one of the ones being inducted this year as well.
He is. Yeah, and some people say it's long overdue, but there is criteria that we follow, and you have to have been in the business for a certain amount of years and in the province of New Brunswick for a certain amount of years, et cetera. So, but he was due, and we're glad that he's coming in this year. And Chris is popularity nationwide and into the States as well. He's done a lot for country music.
Who else is on the list for this year?
On the list, okay. Let's go to Andre Coco McGraw. Now, Andre.
Oh, I love Pepere.
Andre Pepere. Yeah, we call him Pepere.
I don't think I've ever met him. I'm excited to meet him.
He's playing right now with the Country Boys group, and they're doing quite well, you know, throughout the Maritimes and into Quebec, and I think they've got a couple of Ontario gigs as well.
Yeah.
Andre Coco has his own studio as well, and he's in the Moncton area.
Okay.
And has been playing for a long time, a lot of different bands. He's a steel player. As well as guitar and a couple of other instruments, and he's a great guy. He's one of these fellows that's always there, always willing to lend a hand, and I say that in a teaching fashion.
I was just going to mention that he helped a lot of us up and coming country guys, showing us keeping it real, keeping it country, taking the time to speak to people, to the other musicians, and just share his experience.
Nice.
And that's great in the community, because not everybody does that. But Coco is, I played with Coco. We backed up Charlie Pride's son. Coco's known on the Nashville circuit. Like, New Brunswick musicians are known throughout not just Canada, but throughout the world. And Coco's one of those guys that people from Nashville, they know Coco from New Brunswick, right?
Right.
They know of Chris Cummings. They know these artists. And we expand beyond New Brunswick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you could go down the list, Brenda Best is an inductee and she's in Nashville.
Wow.
You know, you've got a fellow, we've got a great steel player who's playing with Gene Watson right now.
Oh, wow.
And
Mike Burke.
Mike Burke, yeah.
Okay.
And Mike is a monster guitar player and steel player.
From Skidook.
From Skidook, yeah. And we also have right now playing with Wynonna Judd, Aaron Curry. And I was fortunate to have Aaron on my CD as a guitar player. And he's just a young fellow, but man, he's just pushing it out there. So we've got so many New Brunswickers that are, you know, not only just in the province, and these are all people that are going to be, eventually, you know, they're going to be in the Hall of Fame somewhere.
Well, that is awesome.
So,
And I met this gentleman just actually a couple of weekends ago, Olin Monteith. He was down in St. Andrews performing, so I got a chance to go up and have a chat with Olin.
Olin's a veteran.
Mm.
Once again,
I discovered that when I was chatting with him because
he's been doing a lot of stuff. Same idea. Went to Nashville, did some recording there, and he's a very, very popular local entertainer. His weekends are always booked. He does a lot of private stuff as well. So, folks in the Fredericton area and above Fredericton know him really well, but he is known all over the province as well.
All right. And one more on the list is Anna Thibodeau, and I met Anna a few weeks ago as well. And actually, I'm featuring some of her songs on the Weekend Jamboree now.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard that. That's great, yeah. Now, Anna is from the Chipman area.
Yep.
And Anna's been, same idea, like she started very young performing. I think she's like me. She said her first paying gig, she made a few dollars at a an event that was being held in the house, kind okay, of like yeah. a house party type thing.
Right.
And I'll sing a song, Anna, we'll pay you, and she got the bug. So after that, yeah, for sure, she's been doing the same thing. She played with some groups in Shediac, and right now she's doing her own thing. She even has a karaoke business that she does. Does a lot of work in the Chipman-Fredericton area. She's my duet partner. We have a duo called Reg and Anna's Rockin' Country.
Ah, yes.
And we play for a lot of dances, and the Rockin' Country part comes kind of like it's a little throwback to Donnie and Marie. She does a little yeah. bit more rock and roll for the dances, the faster stuff, and
right.
I do more of the country stuff. But we have fun doing it, and she's just a great gal. She's just... I don't have any issues with her as far as her professionalism. She's just willing to be there, and she's done a lot as well throughout the province, going to different areas and playing, so it's we've got a good group, and because it's the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame, the last few years I feel that we've done really well in hitting the mark by having Chris Cummings is from Norton.
Yep.
You're from the St. John area.
Yep.
Olin's from the Fredericton area. Andre, he's from the Shediac-Moncton area.
Yep.
Anna's from Chipman.
We're
spreading it out. And that's the way it should be. We should be, you know, our inductees should come from all parts of the province. And we're really proud of that thing. Yep.
Well, before we run out of time, let's talk about tickets. And do you still have tickets available for people to go?
We do. And I would suggest that people get them, if they're thinking about going, that they get them soon. Like all events, when you put an event on like this and we have to, and we're featuring a meal and stuff, we have to know how many meals
exactly.
to prepare.
How many people are coming? Yeah,
exactly.
You got to know that.
Because we are hungry musicians. Right?
Well, yeah, that's true. And the only difference is being, though, you don't want to spring last minute to the caterers or whoever's doing the event that, oh, by the way, we need 50 more meals, and it's like, the afternoon before the gala, like, you know. So if you're thinking about getting them, I would suggest getting them, putting the drive on this week to get them. The tickets are $85, and that includes your meal, the gala, the Friday night welcome jam, the late night jam, and then all through the week we're going to have entertainment.
Right.
Throughout the week and. Various locations in the community surrounding St. John. So.
Well, I see. I think, is it the 14th that you're going to be down in St. Andrews at Drew Haven?
We're going to be at Drew Haven on the 14th, myself and Allison Inch and Sean Richard, who owns the business there. And Karen and Gary Sturgeon will be there as
right.
well. Mike Chase is going to be there. Connor McLaughlin, I think, and Claudette Norman. So there's going to be quite a few of us there.
And don't forget about the Running Out of Time band.
The Running Out of Time band.
Exactly.
Karen and Gary Sturgeon.
They do a lot of great work down there.
They do, yeah. Karen and Gary are awesome. And, we can't wait for this event coming up on the 18th and all the pre-concerts as well. We should tell everybody to get more details. You're on Facebook as well. New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame has their own website as well. I see all the details are there about the upcoming events and all the information about the gala itself. And that gala, it starts early in the day, right around 3 p.m. on the 18th.
It does. Actually, it starts, I think, around 2 p.m. There's a fanfare and a meet and greet. And then the fanfare is all new for this year. It's going to be great. We're going to have tables set up with different artists around the tables and stuff. And they're going to have, you know, merchandise for sale, their CDs. The Hall of Fame has a brand new bunch of merchandise that we're going to be able to
I see that. I like
provide.
Your hat. And I like Scott's
what
shirt.
What about my shirt? Shirt?
I like your shirt too, Scott.
can't see it on radio, but we're wearing them proud. So,
well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
we're running
Bart.
Short on time. And you guys got to run down the hall to talk to our Country 94 folks as well.
Yep.
So thank you very much. And we're going to see you both on October the 18th, the New Brunswick Country Music Hall of Fame.
And sure congratulations.
Congratulations
thank you
for
much.
Sure.
All right. Talk to you later, gentlemen.
Will do.
Bye now.